Wisconsin is among the 25 states which will not run an online marketplace for health insurance. Instead, the federal government will. It's a huge, complicated undertaking. Sarah Goodell wrote about it in a recent policy brief for the journal Health Affairs. She says the federal exchange, or online marketplace, could lead to unstable insurance markets in some states, like Wisconsin.
You could get adverse selection, whereas the people who are sicker choose to buy a more comprehensive plan from the exchange. But maybe the young single people who may not qualify for a federal subsidy would choose to buy coverage that's less comprehensive outside the exchange, leaving the sicker people in the exchange.
Recently, a national conference on health reform took place in Washington, D.C. Wisconsin Citizen Action Director Robert Craig was there and said Medicaid expansion was a big topic of discussion.
It's the most consequential decision for low-income Americans that we've had in 40 years. Tammy Baldwin, in her speech here, promoted Medicaid expansion, but in Wisconsin, we do not yet know what's going to happen.
Advocates say expanding Medicaid is the right thing to do. They point out initially much of it would be paid for by the federal government. But Wisconsin is still assessing the cost of insuring more people. Governor Walker will reveal his decision in a budget address later this month. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.